Introduction to Critical Thinking. Welcome to Critical Thinkers by Albert Rutherford. In this book, we embark on a journey to develop one of the most essential skills of the modern era, critical thinking. Critical thinking is not just a tool for academics or professionals. It is a vital component of everyday life, helping us navigate the complex web of information and make informed decisions. The foundations of critical thinking. Critical thinking is rooted in several fundamental principles, many of which were first articulated by René Descartes. Descartes' method of systematic doubt involves questioning, doubting, and testing every aspect of thought to achieve clarity and precision. His four principles for effective critical thinking are cornerstone to our discussion. First, you must never jump to conclusions. This means you can't say something is true without having absolute certainty that it is true. This principle emphasizes the importance of seeking absolute certainty before accepting any idea as true. Second, complex ideas need to be broken down into smaller, manageable parts. This helps in understanding and analyzing each component thoroughly before drawing any conclusions. Third, start with simple concepts and gradually progress to more complex ones. This incremental approach ensures that you build a solid foundation of understanding before tackling more intricate ideas. Finally, the fourth principle stresses the need for thoroughness and completeness in thought. Ensure that no aspect is overlooked and your final idea is as complete as possible. The influence of human will and emotions. Our will often forms opinions and beliefs prematurely, without proper intellectual reasoning. This propensity can be influenced by desires, passions, and social pressures, leading to distorted perceptions of truth. It is crucial to recognize that critical thinking should be governed by intellect and reason rather than judgments influenced by the will. For instance, the idols of the cave are intertwined with passions, emotions, and ideology, shaping people's perceptions based on their education and personal experiences. These idols can lead to biased thinking and must be identified and addressed to achieve objective critical thinking. The Paul and Elder model of critical thinking. Richard Paul and Linda Elder are pivotal figures in modern critical thinking. Their work at the Center for Critical Thinking, established by Paul in 1980, provides practical methods for enhancing critical thinking skills. The Paul and Elder model is based on three key precepts: the elements of thought, the intellectual standards, in the intellectual traits. The elements of thought consist of eight elements, including the purpose of critical reasoning, the assumptions underlying our reasoning, and the necessity of interpretation to reach a conclusion. The universal intellectual standards also include eight elements: clarity, accuracy, precision, relevance, depth, breadth, logic, and fairness. These components guide us in refining our thought processes and ensuring that our thinking is clear, accurate, and fair. Applying critical thinking in everyday life. Critical thinking is not just a theoretical concept. It is a practical skill that can be applied in various aspects of our lives. In today's world, where we are bombarded with information, it is crucial to develop the ability to evaluate this information objectively. For example, when interacting with advertisers or reading news articles, it is essential to be on guard for hidden cognitive traps. Learn to read between the lines and assess the validity of statements. Identify and separate logical and illogical reasoning. Construct fair, well-reasoned arguments using formal and informal logic. Overcoming obstacles to critical thinking. Critical thinking faces several obstacles, including egocentrism and sociocentrism. Egocentrism refers to the tendency to view the world solely from one's own perspective, while sociocentrism involves being influenced by group relationships and societal norms. These biases can significantly hinder our ability to think critically. To overcome these obstacles, it is important to cultivate intellectual traits such as open-mindedness, intellectual humility, and a willingness to question assumptions. The more rationally you think, the more you'll be able to determine your own path in life and make decisions that are not influenced by external pressures. Developing critical thinking skills. Developing critical thinking skills requires practice and dedication. This book provides you with helpful exercises and tips to enhance your analytical, reasoning, and reflective thinking skills. For instance, when faced with a problem, use well-practiced and predictable strategies that involve breaking down the problem into manageable parts, analyzing each part, and then drawing a conclusion based on objective evidence. This systematic approach helps in making better decisions and avoiding common pitfalls like jumping to conclusions or being swayed by emotions. Conclusion: the importance of critical thinking. In conclusion, critical thinking is an essential skill for navigating the complexities of modern life. By understanding the principles of critical thinking, recognizing the influence of human will and emotions, applying critical thinking in everyday life, overcoming obstacles, and developing critical thinking skills, we can make more informed decisions and lead more fulfilling lives. As I often say, the quality of our lives is determined by the quality of our thinking. Critical thinking is the art of asking relevant, necessary, and meaningful questions to discover the objective truth behind words, events, and opinions. It is time to take control of our own thoughts, wishes, and opinions, and to make our own choices rather than relying on the opinions of others. By integrating critical thinking into our daily lives, we can create a more rational, more objective, and more fulfilling world. So be ready to learn, be ready to argue intellectually, and most importantly, be ready to think critically.